Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our conversation with Brewster McLeod. We've already had two great programs just talking about his history and ministry and just a ripple effect of hope to thousands in Central Kentucky. If you missed those first two 14-minute programs, I really want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and check those out. You'll be laughing 1 minute, crying the next, but just really, really good stuff. But Brewster, one of the things that you're most known for is the Jesus Prom. And for those that are listening and don't know what that is, talk to us a little bit about what Jesus Prom is.
So I didn't get it out of a book. I didn't see it from somewhere else, but I was at Tate's Creek Center at the front porch, and it was a card store. And I saw on a card a picture of Jesus, the traditional Jesus, with a party hat that the artist had painted on. And I was drawn to it, and then I got nervous because I thought it was going to be a disrespectful to Jesus, and I didn't want to see that. But you opened the card, and it said, "Happy birthday to me." So it was a Christmas card. Well, I grabbed that thing, and I probably made 1,000 copies. I could have broken the law for doing that, but I kind of claimed that as Brewster's. Then that picture led, because I was transitioning out of youth ministry. I wasn't ready to leave. In 1999, I wasn't ready to leave Southland Church, but I knew that youth ministry, I had recruited Scott Hatfield, you know, would he come and take my place, and he did, and he was the right one at that time for that, Mike Kickerson as well, Bro's son-in-law, and so I moved out, and I moved into Access Ministry, which was working with handicapable men and women. In youth ministry, Greg, I had Tannen Schneider, I had Beth Crawford, and I had Craig Cook, special needs, and they were from when I first got there to present day. And so they were in the same class at Lafayette, they were same class at Jesse Clark, and so I had them almost all of my years. Now they are a part of the Jesus Prom. And so when I transitioned out of the youth ministry, we just decided as a team to throw a party or a prom. A prom is a party is a prom. And Luke 14:12 was a big influence in my life. Jesus said, the next time you give a banquet or a dinner or a party, don't invite your rich neighbors, your best friends. Instead, invite the blind, the lame, the handicapped, the poor. Though they can't repay you, we will be repaid at the day of the resurrection. And so Jesus Prom just stuck out. I couldn't believe that. I think it was a little bit radical for Wayne. He let me run that picture of Jesus with the party hat on. And I think we got a few little criticisms from maybe some people that thought it was a little bit disrespectful. But it's not meant to be disrespectful. If anything, it's meant to be what Jesus is all about, throwing proms for men and women who can't, who are just not able to go to their prom. You know what I mean? And so we threw the first prom. I think we had 258 at prommers. We had volunteers. We were the Hyatt Regency, and we had a Elvis impersonator, and we had a great, he was the DJ as well. Great, great, great prom. That was our first one. Then we grew. We went to Dunbar High School. Then we grew. We went somewhere else. Then we grew and went back to the Hyatt. But anyway, 22 years ago is what that started.
It's been that long.
About 8 years ago, Tim Tebow called me. And I've got a picture with him, he's a man just like you and me. Puts his pants on just like us. Maybe they could be a little more expensive pants, but it doesn't matter. But he just said he saw the remnants of the Jesus Prom or the Night to Shine at Southeast Church off of, in Louisville. And Dave Stone was the preacher there, and he just saw the remnants of their prom, and he asked about it. And so he called and he just said, "I just want your blessing." Well, blessing is all, because you can't sell the Jesus Prom. I mean, really, Wayne, God love him. He knows now that he was wrong, but he went, "Brewster, that Tim Tebow, he stole your idea." And I had to say, "Wayne, Tim Tebow, not Tim Tebow. You know, Tebow is maybe South Florida, down." But so Tim Tebow, he got it, and, you know, he took it to another level, and that is awesome. And Wayne's just always like, he liked to give credit to where credit's due, and he didn't understand that we're going to be repaid at the day of the resurrection. So you know, I can't. You can't be stingy with the Word of God. You really can't be. And so there was no like money to pay for taking that idea. And it was an idea. It was really one of those. It was God's idea. It wasn't even Brewster. It was God's idea. And then so that's where Brewster was tagged with that. And you can go to JesusProm.com. And but you also can go to afuneral.com, and I'm on that as well. So you know, I mean, there's a lot of everyone should Google your name just to make sure that you're getting the right stuff or whatever, or they're saying the right stuff. But so the Jesus Prom, it was a prom party for mentally, physically challenged adults, and it grew from 200 people to, I guess when I left the year before I left, or that year, maybe we were running about maybe 2,000 prommers and or their parents and or their caregivers. And wow. So we were, it was a big prom. So COVID-19, I'm sure, affects everything, just like everything's being affected. However, you know what I mean? It was interesting. Calvary Christian Church in Winchester, Kentucky, Dale was the preacher, and he was a Timothy of Southland. The year after we started prom, they started a prom. I mean, we're just talking about 25 miles on the road. But it was never a threat to me. You really can't be threat. You can't let threats bother you when it's a party for Jesus and more people are going to be influenced and affected and even infected, because I think the love of Jesus, that is being affected and infected. But so Dale started that. Then I always said you could throw every church in Lexington could throw a prom the same night or the next night or 2 weeks later or 2 months later. And it you can't have enough proms because it's really a party. It's a celebration. And so they're better dancers than you and I, Greg. I mean, I'm a terrible dancer, but the difference is you and your friends and my friends would make fun of me for being a bad dancer. When you're dancing with those men and women, they will never say anything negative against you. Mm. They are so grateful and appreciative that you are loving them and that you are dancing with them. And you may be dancing with them on your knees while they're in a wheelchair. You're just loving them in the name of Jesus Christ. And so we finally got smart after about 14 or 15 years of prom, and we said Jesus Prom. And then someone said, Brewster, don't you have a brother that plays the part of Jesus in Atlanta? And so for the next 2 or 3 years, Mark came up and he was dressed in his traditional Jesus Prom, and he would go from one building to the next. And he said, Brewster, next year I got to have another Jesus with me, because he said I walked 39 miles. I think he had one of those, you know, on his watch. Yeah. And so, and we weren't trying to fool the special needs. However, it was so interesting to see that those special needs, they really treated Mark like Jesus. And some of them actually bowed, and wow. Mark didn't ask for that, but they bowed because they really felt like the presence of Jesus was there. And, you know, it is Jesus Prom, so that was a good picture to have.
Well, I love how you use the word, you know, instead of handicapped, you say handicapable. Talk about that for people.
Well, that's Vladimir Stafford. He's one of our special needs. He's a Tate's Creek grad. He's from Russia, and he has below the knee both legs removed. And so he's getting, I think Billy Lester's helping him, or his doctor's helping him get prosthetics for his two legs. Vladimir said recently at the coffee shop, he said, I would prefer being called handy capable than handicapped. And I said, Vladimir, why didn't you tell me that 25 years ago? You know what I mean? But then Nicole in our access class, she one day, I think I said mentally, physically challenged. She said, Brewster, it's really mentally and or physically challenged. She says, I have braces on my legs. I have cerebral palsy, but she's a graduate of University of Kentucky, you know. And so I don't think they're as concerned about names other than the negative names, but they are grateful that people are concerned about calling them the right thing. And so Jonathan Smith, he's a Tate Street grad as well. He is just grateful for people to be honest and say, so what do you want? What is the best name to call? Mm-hmm. Or sometimes someone will say to Vladimir, why do you have those fake legs or prosthetic legs? Mm. They love honesty. Mm. They love for people to ask them about something about their physical body if there's evidence that there's something that is a part.
Wow. Well, and one of the things I love about it, Bruce, I want to see if you found this to be true. You know, a lot of times you hear the old saying, people, instead of hearing a sermon, want to see a sermon. And to me, what I've seen from the outside, Jesus Prom, just the impact it had on people that aren't followers of Jesus, maybe to help come volunteer. It might be the first time some of those volunteers ever stepped foot in the church. Did you find that to be true?
We found out that the Jesus Prom at Southland was number one for someone that has never, ever volunteered. Their first ever volunteer was Jesus Prom, and their second volunteer position was the packing, the meal packing program for Haiti. Okay. And so the prom was number one for people just to say, I'm going to get outside of my comfort zone, and I'm going to be a volunteer, a date or an escort, and I'm going to dance. Some people will go, I'm not going to go that near. I'm just going to serve food. But you see, every one of them, if they serve food, then they get to place a plate of food in front of Jesus. You know what I mean? Everyone that got to dance with a special needs, they really got to dance with Jesus. Everyone that had a boutonniere and they pinned a boutonniere, they got to pin that boutonniere on Jesus. You know, Matthew 25, unto the least of these, you've done it to me. You know what I mean? And so that's the whole thing about the prom. And that's from Ragamuffin Gospel, too. And that, so Ragamuffin is probably what motivated and what started me from that whole the one about strange attraction, strange love, strange desire, you know. And that's important because you look at these people and you love them in the name of Jesus Christ. And then what happens, then it just catches on. I think probably those first 10 years of Jesus Prom, if someone went and then maybe 4 months later they were at Walmart and they bumped into this family with a Down syndrome, they got the nerve to hand them a note with Brewster's name or Southland Christian Church, 224-1600, call about their problem. And they felt comfortable enough to give that information to someone so they could connect. Yeah. We didn't care if you were from Southland or you didn't go to church at all. We just love them, those men and women, and honored to have them on the campus. And so still, now it's at the Richmond Road campus. And I think before the whole virus thing, I think they were going to go out to the four different satellite churches, and they may still do that to make the prom smaller. So we would always say it's okay for it to go smaller so you can start proms everywhere else.
Well, we've already talked about, you know, Tim Tebow contacting and starting something very similar. Ask Your Blessing, a guy that I served with at Northeast Christian, Nathan Zimmerman, he planted a church called Twin Lakes in Michigan a couple years ago, and I saw last year they did a Jesus prom. So
most of Tim Tebow's proms are around February. It's in the month of February, so they're kind of around Valentine's Day, and that's where he kind of focuses on them. We did ours in November, and because we went to Gino and said, Gino, if we borrowed tuxedos or rented them, what's the best month? And he said, Brewster, November is kind of dead. And that's why we landed on November, because there was not a whole lot. And so we were always grateful for Gino, because he would provide those tuxedos for those men for about probably 10 years. I mean, no cost at all. And so that was great. And then we also had other people like Lena's Dresses, and then Diane Mercer, Cornelius. They would give dresses, and then we would collect a lot of dresses. But it's hard to do it when your prom goes over 1,000 people. It's much more difficult. And so then we started going with themes, like a lost, and then a Hawaiian theme and a camp out theme. And that was good, too, because it was a little more relaxed. Sometimes when those guys have tuxedos on, it's a little tight around the neck and around the feet for those tuxedo shoes. And I know that now. But we're always grateful and indebted to Gino. And Gino also, he would show up. And I just can't tell you the men and women who would go out of their way to speak to Gino. My mother would come up from Atlanta, those early prom, and my mother loved Gino Guarneri. And she would always go up to him, express to him how grateful she was that he was involved in her son's ministry at Lexington.
If you're looking for a tux, check out Gino's Formal Wear in Lexington, 2 locations, Southland Drive and over off Richmond Road across from Panera. So make sure you bless them for the blessing they've been to Jesus Prom now for 20 years. Well, time flies. We're having fun.
Awesome.
We're going to continue to talk with Brewster McLeod tomorrow. We're going to talk about a guy that's had a huge impact on both our lives and to share some great memories and stories on Wayne Smith, founding pastor of Southland Christian Church. And then on Friday, we're going to talk about this awesome new coffee shop called McLeod's Coffee House that you're going to want to go check out. So join us again. We've got 2 more programs with Brewster McLeod on Hope Is Here.
If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.